The East Bay Business Times welcomes you to the Publisher's Notebook podcast, hosted by Mike Consul, publisher of the East Bay Business Times. The Publisher's Notebook features an interview with a different East Bay executive each week. This is an expanded audio version of the column that appeared in the weekly print edition. Publisher's Notebook is produced by XLRQ.com. This segment is sponsored by Studio Blue. And now your host, Mike Consul.
This is Mike Consul, publisher of the East Bay Business Times. We're here today with Randy Williams, the founder and CEO of Keiretsu Forum, one of the nation's largest groups of angel investors. What was your first job?
My first job in Contra Costa, I grew up in Orinda, was delivering papers to our local community, and it was for the Contra Costa Times. Every summer, and even during the winter months, I always had a job. I absolutely loved working, whether it be in junior high school, worked in the kitchen cleaning dishes, or in high school. Always had a job either during the summer or during school, because I just love working, and I love working with people.
What is your business philosophy?
Do the right thing, serve your community, your team, and give back.
How do you stay motivated?
Well, I have the opposite problem, Mike. I just absolutely love what I do. There's a lot of stimuli in my life. I learn something new every day because I'm in the venture business. I see a lot of great opportunities that either I want to invest in and or help guide the company. But again, I have the opposite problem. I need to slow down, but I say that, but I enjoy a balanced life.
What is your guiding principle?
My guiding principle, it's all about the journey. What I mean there is that I really enjoy, it's not the destination for me. Once upon a time, years ago, I was fortunate to get a world record in the 800 meter freestyle, and my wife, after the race, said, "What's wrong? You don't seem happy." And I said, "I am happy, but the contentment to get there, the journey to get there meant much more than the end or the destination of winning."
So how do you measure success?
Contentment. When you're content with yourself, when you feel relaxed, when you feel all the stars are lined up, whether your team is happy, we're all on cylinders working together, or our family is working together, they're happy and healthy. So I feel a measure of success is the word contentment.
What goal do you still have to achieve?
You know, I've said this before, but if I died tomorrow, I would be happy. I think that I've enjoyed my life thoroughly. Of course, I have hundreds of other goals and objectives ahead of me, but I've had a full life. I've had my health. I've had my family. My parents died young when I was in high school and college, respectively. My father passed away first, my mother, both of cancer. So it's all about enjoying the moment. As many philosophers says, be here now. Mirababa Ramdas says that, but conversely, it's also about the journey. So have the balance, you know, enjoy the moment, but also enjoy the journey.
What's the best decision you've made?
Okay, a personal decision is marrying my wife and having children. You know, that's been my contentment in life, to have a happy family. And one of your later questions about status symbols, and my status symbol is just, you know, a wonderful hearth, you know, great home to come home to. So I love my family and the balance it brings to all of us, including myself. But best business decision would be launching Keiretsu Forum 8 years ago. It's changed my life. It's made me a better person. I just absolutely love our charitable foundation. We've been blessed to give to 71 different charities nationally. A lot of charities are here in the East Bay of Northern California, but that's been very satisfying.
What's the worst decision you've made?
Not starting Keiretsu Forum sooner.
What is your definition of leadership?
Well, I've always said at Keiretsu Forum, because the whole membership is populated of wonderful members that have great scorecards in life. They're there to give back, to help entrepreneurs grow, and conversely make a wise investment. We have over 300 members here locally in Northern California and growing. But my definition of success is leading leaders. They're leaders in their respective fields. They enjoy Keiretsu Forum, the community, and what we do. But conversely, I think my job is to lead leaders and take consensus always about what's in it for them. Give benefit, serve, and everything else works from there.
What has been your biggest missed opportunity?
I don't think I have one. I think there's a myriad of things you miss in life, but I don't sweat it. Just like investing. You know, just like I might have missed to be an early Google investor. Well, I'm just an optimist. Well, there'll be another Google around the corner. So I don't think I've missed anything. I think people get a little neurotic when they look back on their lives because there's so much to look forward to. And so, you know, I don't think my life, I mean, it's not over. There's a lot of things ahead. So I don't think I've missed anything.
Who is your mentor?
I have a lot of mentors in my life. one of the reasons I started Keiretsu Forum over 8 years ago is because my lack of discipline and expertise in private equity investing. We were blessed to retire primarily from the brick and mortar industry, the real estate business. And I needed a great mind share, as I call it, swarm intelligence. People to help me be a better investor. And then conversely, for the Keiretsu Forum community, it's helped them be better investors. So now we're all better investors because of it. And so I would say I have tons of role models and mentors populating the Keiretsu Forum community. Any vertical that I need expertise on is at the Keiretsu Forum, whether it's software, telecommunications, energy, clean tech. My guiding business philosophy is always surround myself with smarter people, allow them to execute with me. But I don't know a lot of things, but I know where to go to get it. And again, Keiretsu Forum is about resources. It's just not about capital. And so I want to always invoke those resources, not only for the entrepreneurs, but also to help me in my business practices.
What is the single word that best describes Randy Williams?
Passionate.
What do you like best about what you do?
I would say that I'm a curious person. And as such, I learn something every day. Whether it's a new technology, whether it's a new investment opportunity, whether it's a new charitable foundation that we want to support. Every day I learn something, and it's just so exciting to have that quest. I mean, it's like some people enjoy reading. I just absorb from our great community of angel investors.
What do you like least about what you do?
Nothing. I love everything I do. That seems a little precocious, but it's true. I don't know. I mean, I think that when you become an entrepreneur and you choose your destiny, there's a lot of satisfaction of making it on your own. And I was fortunate, over a decade ago, getting back to why I started Keiretsu Forum, we were able to start it through retirement. I had significant liquidity events in the real estate industry, and I wanted to parlay that into technology investing. I mean, I just absolutely love my job, but if I'm not happy or bummed out, it's all within. I can challenge myself to be happy. That's how I view life.
What are your interests?
Anything that has to do with outdoors, with my family, and outdoor activities. I absolutely love swimming, golf, and hiking in that order. I've had affinity and a closeness to swimming ever since I was a little kid and grew up in the community here in Contra Costa. We have a vibrant swimming community. I just absolutely love anything to do with water. So I'm in the water at least 5-6 days a week.
What is your pet peeve?
Hidden agenda. At Keiretsu Forum, we ask all guests that are in attendance if, in fact, they want to talk about a company. We need to know if they're an advisor, an investor, board member. It's very, very important that, when people speak and want to be heard in front of 150, 200 members at our community at a chapter meeting, we know where they're coming from before they state it. It's just a really great practice if people allow people to know who you are and what your agenda is. At Keiretsu Forum, it's very clear from day one to today, we have two pillars. Number one, building community, and number two, quality deal flow. Great association with quality deal flow. Those two pillars is what my agenda is, and I'm just having a time of life doing it. So to answer your question, pet peeve is hidden agenda and people not being honest.
What's the most important lesson you've learned?
Always surround yourself with smarter people than yourself. And so that gets back to The Wisdom of Crowds, which is a great book by a Wall Street journalist years ago about swarm intelligence, about mindshare. Make sure you have a lot of people you trust that can guide you when you have a tough decision, whether it's an investment decision, a personal decision, and or whatever decision is. Make sure you're surrounded with people with no hidden agenda that want to help you.
If you can meet any person, living or dead, and spend a couple of hours with them, who would it be?
Tiger Woods.
Tell me why.
Obviously, he's number one golfer in the world, but it goes way beyond that. I just love his passion, love his tenacity, love his work ethic. I love that he has the Tiger Woods Foundation. He has a platform in life, and he's using it for the good of the order. And I just absolutely love watching on TV. It's just very, very difficult, in pressure situations. And people don't realize how hard it is in pressure situations to truly, truly perform. Not only performs, but he performs with grace, class, and obviously he's a winner. I watch him carefully. There's a lot of things he's going to accomplish. We're just scratching the surface, irrespective of, he'll be the first billionaire golfer. That doesn't mean anything to me. What means is his character, his passion, what he's going to accomplish. And he's going to accomplish a lot of great things in his life.
Do you feel that Keiretsu Forum has a competitor?
No. I feel whether it's Keiretsu Forum or, as you may know, I'm co-founder and board member of a local bank, I feel the competition's always within. And once you have strategy, you have mission statement, and you have a business plan in front of you, yes, you always analyze the competition, but it's all within. The competition is yourself. So I don't spend a lot of time viewing competition. I spend a lot of time viewing myself and my team to see if, in fact, we're in all cylinders and can execute. So to answer your question is I don't really think about competition. I think the competition's within.
What's your greatest fear?
Fear of failure. My parents died young, as I've always provided for myself and my family, and now my team and people around me. I have a lot of responsibilities, but it comes easy because I absolutely have in my DNA, I will never fail. You need to execute what you say you're going to do, both personally and also professionally, and using a Nike idiom, just do it.
What is your idea of perfect happiness?
I feel when my family is happy, that is perfect happiness. And, you know, families are very dynamic. There's a lot of things going on. When all the stars are lined up and there's contentment within the family and that, and then conversely, going to the business setting is when my team is on all cylinders, they're growing, they're achieving, and they're getting a lot of worth what they do and all. And I'm very proud of some of the team members. One of my team members came to America to hardly speak English, and now she's vice president at Keiretsu Forum. Her name's Sonia Markova. I saw her buy her first car, and then I saw her buy her first condo, and saw her make her first investment. She's been with me 6 years, and it's great to see, you know, the American dream, you know, being created right here in our small company called Keiretsu Forum.
What is your greatest strength?
Passion. Again, getting back to a question earlier, I'm just a passionate person, and once I decide I'm going to focus on a vertical or a goal, I'm just passionate about it. There's no reason why we can't achieve everything that we set our minds to if, in fact, we're passionate about it.
What characteristic do you most admire in people?
On the business front, the ability to really accomplish your goals and execute. I have no patience for people to talk too much. I like people to walk the walk. And so I think someone that takes a lot of risk is an entrepreneur. Again, I see 100 entrepreneurs a month here locally in Northern California, and throughout the country we see thousands. And I just have so much respect and admiration for these entrepreneurs that are living on credit cards initially, or friends and family money, or Series A funding, and, you know, they're taking a lot of risks. They have a lot of skin in the game, and I admire that quite a bit. Whenever somebody comes in with me with an opportunity, I always say, do you have skin in the game? You know, just like creating a company like Keiretsu Forum, you know, it's all my skin, and I believe in that. And so don't put your money where your mouth is. So, characteristic you most admire is the ability to accomplish your goals.
What characteristic do you most deplore?
Victims. I think a lot of people get stuck on being a victim. It's easy sometimes in the great land we're in, America, and people don't realize how fortunate we are to have an ability to add value, succeed, to have a happy life, to be safe, to be secure. I just think people need to, you know, count their blessings more and to truly feel better about all the great things that can come their way. And so I do not like victims.
You obviously love what you do, but if you had to re-career, what would your first choice be for a new career?
I think it'd be pretty cool to be a professional athlete.
What sport?
That's a tough one. I love them all. I would say soccer, golf, tennis. What am I missing? I don't think I would want to play football.
Swimming?
Well, I love swimming, but it's not professional yet.
Yeah, true.
But, you know, water polo is professional in Europe.
What is your favorite quote?
It's a book that Steve Jobs wrote, and the quote goes, it's all about the journey.
What is your current state of mind?
Positive and looking forward to the next challenge today, tomorrow, months ahead.
How do you deal with disappointment?
Learn from it, never forget it, but view it as a challenge, grow from it, and be a better person because of it.
How do you deal with stress?
I think that word's overused. I don't think I really have stress in my life. But yeah, I think we all multitask, and I do my fair share of it. And so when I have a balance issue, it's either I need to stop, I need to exercise. My wife says, you know, I go, 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 but I can come home and I can be asleep in 10 seconds, lay on the couch. Or, I mean, right before you got here, you know, I've been up since 4 o'clock this morning. I went out and got in my car and took a nap for 5 minutes. So it is about exercise and health and also napping, which I'm a big believer in. But it's very important to have balance of life.
What is your exercise of choice?
Swimming, golf, and hiking in that order.
What question do you most want the answer to?
What's next?
What's the most influential book you've ever read?
This might sound silly, but it's Pulitzer Prize winning book. It's Lonesome Dove, and I just absolutely love it because it's about journey. It's a cattle drive from Texas to Canada. And I just absolutely love the hardship, the challenges, the passion to drive those cows, you know, across the United States. And so it's Lonesome Dove.
Was Gus your favorite character?
Yes. He's a pretty cool guy, isn't he?
What has been the most ecstatic moment of your life?
There's several of them. First of all, my marriage. Second, the birth of my children. But I remember the validation I got when I was a senior in high school, and I went up the mailbox spring of 1970. I opened the mailbox, and there was a letter of intent to attend my favorite university in the world, University of California, Berkeley, with a full scholarship for 4 years. And I said, someone believes in me. Getting back to what you asked earlier, he's one of my mentors who's passed away. Pete Catino was my college water polo coach. He was an ex-Olympic coach, just a giant of a man, but you know, you respected and feared him, and I just love his qualities. He was consistent, was a great man, and I'm sorry he passed away early, but he certainly had a fabulous life.
So you got a full ride for, it was a water polo scholarship, full ride to Cal Berkeley.
Correct.
What did you major in?
Conservation and natural resources and botany.
What is your most cherished possession?
You asked it earlier indirectly, but it's my home. It's not the materialism. It's not, you know, it's not, it's just about home. It's, there's a family in it, which a fantastic family. My son, Ford, my daughter, Summer, my wife, Miley, and our cat. And it's just a fabulous kind of safe haven for coming together.
What's your favorite movie?
Godfather.
Why The Godfather?
Power, family, intrigue. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of things I don't agree with. I mean, obviously, I'm not a supporter of the mafia. But it's just, it's very compelling, the way he weaved the story. I find it very fascinating.
What's your favorite restaurant?
East Bay would be Prima, and San Francisco would be Aqua.
Your favorite way to spend free time is how?
With my family in Hawaii.
What's the best investment you've ever made?
In myself.
In yourself?
Yes.
Was that starting back when you were in the real estate business, starting your own real estate company?
Yeah, I've been fortunate to do many things, from real estate to the bank to Credit Forum. So whenever I'm part of founding team, you know, I get a lot of joy out of it, and you know, through the passion and the joy of hard work, you know, that comes, you know, the next thing in life, which is a good scorecard that you've done well. And fortunately, you know, to answer your question, investing in yourself. And so whenever I look at the growth of Credit Reform, and we're across the United States now, we've opened internationally in Beijing, we're opening Barcelona and London in Q2 of this year, that takes money. And who else better to underwrite what you believe in than yourself? And so, you know, I have no fear of the return on investment, because I'm going to be investing in the future.
Go ahead and define again for me. Just flesh this out a little bit more. When you say investing in myself, what does that mean?
Well, that means, because I'm an entrepreneur, if I have an idea, I'll put the skin in the game first. Like, for instance, Credit Reform is 100% owned, and then I have wonderful license agreement with my colleagues throughout the country. But I own 100% of Credit Reform, and that takes skin, and I believe in Credit Reform, and I've been blessed. The members believe in it also. And so we've had tremendous growth, but there might be something 6 months from now that I'll look at and I will invest in. I think that more people should invest in themselves.
In other words, more people should play the entrepreneurial game.
Yes. Because it takes, obviously, there's a myriad of reasons you may or may not want to do that, but conversely, once you take that leap, it's very cathartic. I empathize, because it took me probably 12 to 15 years in corporate America before I could take the leap. But it was very scary, a lot of trepidation. But once I took it, it was very, very exhilarating. Back to the word cathartic, meaning that, you know, wow, why didn't I do this sooner?
You feel like you had more control over your life too, I suppose.
Yeah, and you should be more efficient when you're working for yourself. I mean, there's no wasted time in my day. Everything I do is about, you know, building community, and whether it's I'm on a board of it, like, for instance, our bank, you know, let's have very clear strategies and let's execute. And so there's not enough time in the day, so you have to make sure you execute.
Thank you for joining this segment of The Publisher's Notebook with your host, Mike Consol. Publisher's Notebook is produced by XLRQ.com. This segment was sponsored by Studio Blue.